he'd be sick in the stomach.
Well, let's see. If you have a little child who keeps doing things that you tell him not to do, you're going to punish him. You say, all right, come here. I'm going to
whip you, paddle you.
Did you ever hear take and spank as a boy?
What was the first
one? I'm going to take and spank you.
Oh, yes.
And let's see, a young man comes to visit a girl frequently, you say that he is
her suitor.
What's he doing?
Courting her.
And let's see, you said he is her suitor, and what is she? She is his
sweetheart, I suppose.
And then they become engaged, and he becomes her
fiancé.
That's a word I never knew as a boy.
I never could pronounce it.
And let's say this marriage doesn't, well, she calls it off, you'd say. Well, he's so unhappy because she has
broken the engagement.
Well, let's look at it a different way. Let's say they never get engaged. He asks her to marry him, and she says no. And you say, well, she just
turned him down.
And if they do go through with it, and then they have the ceremony in the church, then you'd say that they are
married.
And at this wedding, there's a man who goes with a groom. He is the
best man.
And the girl who goes with the
bridesmaid.
And afterwards, they may have the members of the community might get together with hands.
Have a shower for her.
Well, I was thinking more of a
miscellaneous shower.
A big noise.
Oh.
Come over to their house.
Shivery.
Did they have those when you were a boy?
Yes.
I bet they were a lot of fun.
I never went to one of them alive.
Did they give these for everybody who was married?
The shivery?
Uh-huh.
No. They thought you could be married to them.
Was it an honor, or were they making fun of him?
No, it wasn't either one. It was just a habit now, that's all.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it was any honor to it, nor they weren't making fun of it, but it was just maybe I should say custom.
Like tying tin cans and shoes
on the car.
Do you have any special term that you used as a boy for a trans social affair?
Well, they generally called it, say, well, Mrs. So-and-so had a blowout for her daughter or some other lady's daughter, you know, where they going to get married or after they get married.
And on Saturday night, sometimes with the fiddles and maybe an accordion and a guitar, people would have a
dance.
Let's see, you went to school during the fall and during the spring, but then along toward May, you'd say that school
is out.
Well, let's see, somebody say, what happens in May? What's the big event in May? To a boy, you'd say, that's when school...
Graduation?
Well, just when vacation begins for you. You say school what?
Is over? Or out?
Yeah, let's out? Or gives out?
We'll be out. That's the idea.
And if one of the students wasn't particularly interested in school and then start for school and then go fish, you'd say this chap has
played hooky.